Go for it. Call the fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Your weekend.
Mine's now over. The spring training stuff for me, front and center, not that I watched a lot of it. And look, we could get into the Rogers stuff still, the Daniel Jones stuff still, but being that we actually had some games played in Major League Baseball this past weekend, and obviously the Knicks, and you know, the Knicks looking really good. We'll get into them as well. They got a big game with the Celtics coming up. It's going to be fun to have the Knicks being relevant. You know, some of the hockey stuff, whatever. So there's a lot there. But the baseball stuff is front and center to me as we start to inch closer and closer toward opening day. I mean, it is now February 27th. Wednesday is going to be March 1st. So once you get into March, it really starts to feel like, you know, baseball season is here. And I know we get the WBC, which will mess up spring training a little bit. And, you know, the 1 year, maybe you don't want the WBC at all. And I'm not really a big fan of it, so I never really want it. But I understand it. I understand that some people get into it. But this year, with all the new rules in place, you'd like to see teams be whole in spring training, learning the new rules and getting to know their new teammates and all that stuff as the season approaches. But either way, it wasn't like I was locked into every Mets and Yankees pitch this weekend, but I watched enough of it and, you know, read up on a bunch of different things. And the big theme, of course, is going to be these rule changes, at least for now. I can't get caught up in the results. You guys want to go nuts because Jason Dominguez, you know, the Martian, hits a bomb of a home run, or Ronnie Mauricio goes deep. I just can't get into it. I mean, it's fun to watch the highlights, don't get me wrong. It means absolutely nothing. I mean, it means nothing. And whether you're a veteran, whether you're a young player, the highlights in spring training, the numbers in spring training, the starts, the relievers throwing solid innings or getting lit up, it means absolutely zero. I've been down this road too many times before and have been burnt before. Forget about the first weekend of spring. I'm talking about the entire spring where you think, wow, maybe this guy's got a chance to make the team and do some damage. And then you realize that spring training means absolutely nothing. And anybody you talk to in baseball, managers, players, GMs, whatever, former managers, players, GMs, they all say the same thing. Do not take any stock whatsoever in the results of spring training. There are things you could take from spring training, but not in the numbers, not in the results. Anyway, while there were some exciting things on the field and just great to have baseball back, whether a Yankee fan or a Met fan, the rule changes are going to be front and center here. And I don't know. I mean, look, I have an opinion, but it's early on it. So I don't know what to think. I'm a traditionalist. I hate the idea that we've gotten to a point with Major League Baseball that we have to implement rules to get these players to play the game the way that it was supposed to be played. Whether that is the shift, whether it is rules that are put in there to make, you know, stolen bases more of a thing, whether it is obviously, you know, rules to speed up the game or the pace of play where pitchers aren't sitting around for a minute or so before they throw a pitch, or batters are messing around in the batter's box or on, you know, on deck circle, whatever it may be. It didn't used to be like that. It used to just be, all right, get in the box, go. And the game, the pace of the play was just naturally there. And somewhere along the line, it evolved to a point where it was a snail's pace. And even though I love baseball and love, you know, never looked at the clock for a game until I got in the media, where that's all the media members do. And I understand why, but that's all that they do is look at the clock, look at the time. I remember going to games as a kid thinking, oh no, the game's almost over. Like, I wanted to be there all night. And even as an adult watching games, whether it's at the game or at home, I enjoy watching baseball games. I don't want there to be a rush job to get through the games that I want to see. However, it's been so bad that something needed to change. And for me, it's also about the quality of play. It's not just that the games have been taking a longer time or it feels slow in a world where everything is sped up. it's also the quality of play. When you're watching a game that is taking 3.5-4 hours, and you have wasted time all over the place. Let's say the pitchers, and I don't know the exact time that it was taking pitchers to, you know, throw a pitch. Now you're going to have the pitch clock with every 15 seconds with nobody on base, something happening. Think about that. You have a clock that you're looking at. It's weird. I get it. You know, the shot clock or whatever, you know, comparison you want to draw that you see out there on a baseball field is just bizarre. However, you know that something is going to happen. The play clock may be the better example. You know that something's going to happen every 15 seconds. And prior to that, you don't. You don't know when it's going to happen. And then even when a pitch is thrown, ball, or swing and a miss, you know, nothing is happening. The ball's not being put in play. And you know, you have now, with the pitch clock there, the forced action every 15 or 20 seconds if a runner is on, which I think is attention grabbing. If it's not exciting, it's going to grab your attention. Meaning, you know, there are times where you're just seeing a pitcher work and it's taking forever and you're just kind of like, all right, whatever. Now that there's a, you know, you get up and do something or you, it's just a different feel. Now that there's a clock there, maybe there's something about that clock that makes everybody anxious. There's a clock there telling you guaranteed when something's going to happen. I think that's going to create more focus and more attention to each pitch. And then you take it with the new shifts or the rules with the, you know, ruling out the extreme shifts. When, in fact, the ball does get put in play, better things should happen, whether that is base hits, the way that we used to remember base hits, through a hole, whether that is diving plays in the infield, the way that we used to remember that, as opposed to balls being hit right at somebody who's playing, you know, playing a perfect position defensively because of the shift and because of all these metrics and analytical stuff that they have. No, those are things that are exciting in baseball. Diving plays, balls that just get through the infield, things that were norm growing up watching the sport. That's what baseball's meant to be. Throw the ball, see the ball, hit the ball, put the ball in play, try to catch the ball, get the runners out, runners, you know, stealing bases, things like that. Whatever it may be, those things should be coming back into the game. And we can't just go off a small sample size, but it feels like there is great excitement amongst even the most traditional baseball fans based off of this past weekend. And if I'm not flat out excited by it, I'm at least intrigued by it to see how it plays out for real. Bigger bases, you know, 3 inches now, shortening the distance. Think of how many times you've heard the saying, well, it's a game of inches, or how close a play has been, a bang-bang play by a fraction of an inch or inches where an out or safe call has been made. Well, that's going to change now with the bigger bases. Things are going to change. And hopefully for the better, for a sport that I love more than any other sport. Now, don't get me wrong. Football is great. You know, I'm sad that, you know, football Sundays are over. More family time. Yay, me. But we love football and all that that brings. You know, you could, if you're a big basketball fan, you love the NBA or hockey, whatever it may be. Baseball has always been my thing growing up, and it's the one sport that has, not that it's been falling off in popularity, but the pace of play doesn't match the other sports. And it just feels a lot longer. The games feel a lot longer. And now maybe they could get some more excitement, some more attention drawn to a sport where you have to have a long attention span. And a lot of times can be flat out boring. And maybe this will be better. You know, you see some of the violations already that have happened in spring training, and it's funny to watch where the pitchers, you know, some of them in bad habits of whatever it may be, their fix out there with playing with their glove or tossing the ball up in their hand or fixing their hat or walking off the mat. You know, all those things, those bad habits are going to have to change now. And what we want to see from baseball as opposed to the downtime, while there is something appealing about the downtime in the sport, right? It's an untimed game, which makes it special. That's the difference. Baseball is not supposed to be timed, but it's also supposed to be played at a decent pace. And knowing now, because players took too many liberties with that free time, with the timeless sport, knowing now that there's going to be forced action, I think is exciting. You know, and then you get into the whole idea of both the Mets and the Yankees, and we've talked about this, regardless of, you know, look, maybe the Mets fell short a move because of the Carrasco thing or the Yankees looking for a left fielder. But the idea that we have two teams that are very exciting teams to look forward to, you know, as far as the results go, we're talking about the rules of the game, which don't really have much to do with the results. But then you throw in the fact that, you know, the Mets have one of the best managers in the game, if not the best in-game tactician, running things for these new rule changes. There's something to look for there, and obviously the talent that the Mets have on their roster. Same thing with the Yankees, not in the dugout, of course, but the Yankees have a great team, and we're seeing again if they could take that next step. I think there's a lot to look forward to this baseball season, and knowing that there's potentially more. And you know, it may be slow right now in February, feel like it's far away. But once we get into that season, which now we're closing in on, you know, a little less than a month for opening day. Matter of fact, it might be right around, what is it, March 30th is opening day? About a month away from opening day. Once that happens, it is all baseball all the time. And maybe we'll get an even better version, a much better version, of the game that we love so much in this town. Two good teams, or what we expect to be good teams, playing a more exciting version of the sport that we love first and foremost in this town. Because this is a baseball town. I know now people, like I said, will be into the Knicks here. Oh, Knicks taking on the Celtics. Knicks coming off a big win against the Pelicans. Just in general, have been playing, really solid basketball. When the Knicks are good, which has been, some of you listening have no idea that that was ever the case. The Knicks were good? What? What's this guy talking about? Yeah, they actually were many, many years ago. But when the Knicks are good and they've won five straight, when the Knicks are good, it is exciting around here. And they have a couple of big games. They have a tough schedule coming up, as we talked about, coming out of or going into the All-Star break. And now coming out of the break, obviously the Knicks playing well in their first two games out. But the Celtics tonight, Brooklyn on Wednesday night. You know, the schedule gets tougher from there at Miami, at Boston. It's going to be exciting now for the Knicks. And I get that the city will get behind this team, no doubt. The Knicks fan has been starved. But, and you can talk about the Jets and Giants all you want, this is a baseball town. First and foremost, this is a baseball town, and it is an exciting time to be a New York baseball fan, and I think just an exciting time to be a Major League Baseball fan. If you're a purist like myself, at least have an open mind going into this thing. That's kind of how I'm approaching it. I hated the idea at first. I don't want the game that I love to be rushed. I just want it to be played better. But you know what? These rules being put in place for a reason, and I do think ultimately it's going to make the game that we love more exciting and better and more fun, and those are good things. Go into it with an open mind, regardless of where you stand. 877-337-6666.